opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's it. Guess whose birthday it is? That's right. I see it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you, not. I see it's your birthday. Planned Parenthood's 100th birthday is this Sunday. And we're not really wishing a happy birthday to Planned Parenthood, but Planned Parenthood's birthday, 100 years, is this Sunday, October 16th. 100 years of Planned Parenthood. What a great thing, huh? Something to celebrate, something to hold a birthday about, and Planned Parenthood is holding these 100 birthday parties, 100-year birthday parties all across the country, and in recognition of the 100 years of Planned Parenthood, we, along with the Pro-Life Action League, Citizens for a Pro-Life Society, and hundreds of pro-life organizations across the country, will be holding prayer vigils at Planned Parenthood facilities across the country. So that's starting on the 15th. That's Friday. Then on the 14th. That's Friday and the 15th. This program coming over the air, of course, on the 15th of October. So 100 years of Planned Parenthood. And my good friend Eric Scheidler from the Pro-Life Action League wrote an op-ed, an opinion piece that appeared in the Daily Caller. And I wanted to read from it because I think it really puts into focus this whole situation with Planned Parenthood and their 100th anniversary. 100th birthday, if you will. And here's how she starts out. He starts out. He says this. Guess who said this? This is from the Daily Caller, Eric Scheidler, Pro-Life Action League. We of today know that a man is born of a sexual union, that he starts life as an embryo within the body of the female, and the embryo is formed from the fusion of two cells, the ovum and the sperm. This seems so simple and evident to us that it's difficult to picture a time when it is not part of our common knowledge. Now, those aren't the words of a pro-life activist. Those are not the words of a pro-life activist. Those are not the words of a clergy council or a pastor or a political figure. No, those are the words of Alan Guttmacher. Alan Guttmacher, from his 1933 book called Life in the Making, Guttmacher served as the second president of Planned Parenthood from 1962 to 1974. So the second president to Planned Parenthood, Alan Guttmacher, who is one of the, and started the Guttmacher Institute on reproductive issues, which is the research arm and has been for Planned Parenthood, said that life begins at conception. Now, that's very different from the way Planned Parenthood see things today. So the bottom line is Planned Parenthood at one time, during the during the time of Alan Guttmacher, who was the president in 1962 to 1974, believed that life began at conception. That's very different from the Planned Parenthood of today, I should say, where they deny that, and we'll get into that in a minute. But so Alan Guttmacher, second president. Margaret Sanger, of course, was the founder of Planned Parenthood, and believe it or not, Margaret Sanger opposed abortion early on. Through all the years of her reign as the president of Planned Parenthood Federation, Margaret Sanger opposed abortion. She also wasn't a eugenicist. She believed in the elimination of the quote unfit, unquote. The founder of Planned Parenthood was a racist, was a eugenicist, but she did believe that life began at conception. She did believe that abortion was an evil and that Planned Parenthood originally did not support abortion. They opposed it. She called African Americans human weeds that needed to be eliminated. It's interesting. The founding of Planned Parenthood is a racist organization founded by Planned Parenthood and was anti-abortion up until the legalization of abortion in 1973. And now the Planned Parenthood of today is very different than the Planned Parenthood of old, only in the sense that they support abortion on demand and are the largest abortion providers in America. They're still racist, in my opinion. They still are targeting minorities by setting up their abortion mills in minority communities. That has not changed. But the idea that they were opposed to abortion, that they believed, at least Alan Guttmacher did, that life began at conception, and that this fusion between the cells of the ovum and sperm was the beginning of human life, as he spoke in 1973 in his book, Life in the Making. That has all changed. That has all changed big time. Now, today, Planned Parenthood receives $500 million from the federal government. $500 million. Get that. They're the number one abortion provider by killing over 320,000 babies every year. That's a third of all the children that are killed by abortion in America. They are responsible for one-third of all of them. Far from the beginnings of Planned Parenthood, where they are opposed to abortion, Planned Parenthood is now the number one abortion provider. And I will submit to you that they eventually will become possibly the only abortion provider in this country. They're certainly doing things and making moves right now to consolidate all the abortion killing under one banner, under one mantle, under one organization, and that's Planned Parenthood. They're squeezing out the smaller abortion providers by creating these mega centers, these gigantic death pits, these concentration camps in cities like Washington, D.C. and across the country. They're closing the small ones, they're opening the big ones, and the smaller non-Planned Parenthood facilities are incapable of competing with Planned Parenthood for many reasons, but one is that they're the ones who receive all the federal tax dollars. So what I wanted to do here, I'm going to share a clip of Cecile Richards, who is the current president of Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, just got a huge raise. She was receiving about $500,000 a year. Now she just got an increase to $1 million. That's her salary. I guess if you're a Planned Parenthood supporter, she's earned it. I mean, look at the last year and a half of her battling to keep Planned Parenthood out of in trouble, out of getting in trouble with this body parts selling and harvesting scandal that hit the news last summer. I mean, she has done a masterful job. I've got to hand her credit. Got to give her credit. Planned Parenthood has survived its biggest threat, from us, the pro-life movement and others, during this whole body parts, the selling of human body parts and the scandal, and all the congressional committees in Washington and the state investigations and et cetera. So far, Planned Parenthood has survived. So she's now gotten a raise. She's getting $1 million a year. That is Cecile Richards. Now, here's what I want to do. I'm going to play this video. I'm sorry, Valeria, this is radio. audio clip from the program America with Jorge Ramos. America with Jorge Ramos. That is on Fusion, the cable TV station. This is an interview with Cecile Richards on Fusion TV.
For you, when does life start? When does a human being becomes a human?
That's Jorge Ramos. He asked, when does life begin?
I think will be
which is a pertinent question, I would
for
say.
For you, when does life start? When does a human being becomes a human being?
This is a question that I think will be debated through the centuries, and people come down to very different points of
but
view.
But for you, what's that point?
It is not something that I feel like is really part of this conversation.
It's not relevant. I mean, this is the thing that people get away with. Planned Parenthood and Cecile Richards talk about how the issue of when life begins, when human life begins, is not relevant to the abortion issue. Can you imagine that? And she gets away with it.
I mean, to me, we work with women. I guess the way I'd really like I think every woman has to make her own.
You can tell she's uncomfortable answering a very basic question that you would think that she should be getting asked commonly.
Own decision. What we do at Planned Parenthood is make sure that women have all their options for health care, mm-hmm. and that they have the option to have a healthy pregnancy. They have an option to...
By the way, the women that come to Planned Parenthood, they're not hoping they have a healthy pregnancy. They want them to have an abortion.
Put a child up for adoption. If they do.
By the way, they have almost zero money invested in helping women find adoptive services.
Decide to carry a pregnancy to term, or they have the right to make a decision to terminate a pregnancy.
Okay, that's a euphemism. Terminate a pregnancy. That is abortion killing. Dismembering, decapitating, and disemboweling a preborn baby. That's actually what that means.
Why would it be so controversial for you to say, when do you think life starts?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's controversial. I don't know that it's really relevant to the conversation. But, I mean, for me, I'm a mother.
It's not relevant. I mean, you got to give some credit to Jorge Ramos. I mean, he stuck to it and asked the question twice. When does life begin? Why is this controversial? Why can't you answer it? Well, Alan Guttmacher was able to do that in 1933 in his book. He was the president of Planned Parenthood. From 1962 to 1974, and he wrote in Life in the Making, he said this: we of today know that man is born of a sexual union, that he starts life as an embryo within the body of the female, and the embryo is formed from the fusion of two cells, the ovum and the sperm. This seems so simple and evident to us that it's difficult to picture a time when it's not part of our common knowledge. Well, 1933 it was. But apparently now, especially with Planned Parenthood and Cecile Richards, they don't know when life begins. Well, Cecile says it begins at birth. And we're going to get to that on the other side. We're going to finish this conversation about Planned Parenthood 100th birthday. Stick around. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance. Don't go away.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
All right, 100 years of Planned Parenthood. What a day to celebrate, right? Well, we're not going to celebrate. We're actually going to be at the Planned Parenthood facility here in Central Ohio, 3215 East Main Street, and all across America on the 15th. That is, there are going to be prayer vigils all across the country. The 16th is actually the anniversary or birthday of Planned Parenthood. And in order to mark that, I've been talking about the founder, Margaret Sanger, being a racist who believed that African Americans were human weeds and that they were unfit, and that she believed in eugenics, that is, that we should eliminate the weak and the unfit. That's the founding of Planned Parenthood. And Alan Guttmacher, who in 1933 in his book basically said life begins at conception. And Planned Parenthood has kept to its racist ways, but now they, you know, Cecile Richards talks about how life doesn't begin at conception. In fact, she stumbles over this question when asked by Jorge Ramos, and I'm going to finish this interview. Here's Cecile Richards answering the question, when life begins.
I don't know if it's controversial. I don't know that it's really relevant, to the conversation. But, I mean, okay, for me, I'm a mother of three children.
She's a mother of three children.
For me, life began when I delivered them. They were part of, they've been probably the most important thing in my life ever since. Mm-hmm. But that,
she says that life began when she delivered her three children. Now get that. So she believes life begins at birth. Now she should be laughed out of the room, actually. I mean, we talk about Christians and pro-lifers supposedly being unscientific, that we're not the scientists, we're not the ones who look to biology, embryology, and science, that we're anti-science and all this stuff. Well, how does she get away with this? Life begins at birth? I mean, come on. We all know it begins at conception. I mean, we've proven that. She doesn't want to answer that question because if life does begin at conception, then she's responsible for killing 320,000 babies a year with Planned Parenthood. So what are we going to do about it? 100 years. Listen, I won't live another 100 years, obviously, but I don't want another year of an anniversary of Planned Parenthood. My good friend Eric Scheidler had a creative way of dealing with this, and I thought this was very interesting. In order to so-called celebrate or commemorate the 100th year of Planned Parenthood, the Pro-Life Action League, headed by my good friend Eric Scheidler, sent out a birthday card to every Planned Parenthood in the country. There's over 600 of them. And to the employees of Planned Parenthood. And on that card, on the outside of it, it said, "Congratulations on Planned Parenthood's 100th birthday." That's what it said. And then if you know, you're a Planned Parenthood employee or whatever, you open this thing up, and on the inside, it had a picture of an abortion victim, an aborted baby. Actually, it's one of the images that we use at Created Equal. And it asks this question: what about these children who never got to have a birthday? And if this child upsets you, then give me a call. And Eric left his cell phone number. He wrote it down in the postcard or in the birthday card. I think this is really creative. Here's the deal. There are 50 million children that never got to celebrate that first birthday, that Planned Parenthood and the abortion cartel are responsible for killing, for murdering. And Planned Parenthood kills 320,000 babies a year. One-third of all the abortions are conducted or committed by Planned Parenthood. What about those birthdays, Planned Parenthood? You might celebrate your 100th birthday, but they don't get to celebrate their first birthday. And yet they get $500 million from the rhino-controlled government in Washington, the Congress. Hopefully that's going to change. And Cecile Richards gets $1 million in salary. She got a $500,000 increase over the last time it was reported. So we are calling for people to come out to the Planned Parenthood facilities across America. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you know that there's one in Columbus at 3215 East Main. We are out there all the time, and so are many others. And if you're interested in joining us at the Planned Parenthood facility to reach out and counsel women going inside so that more babies can actually experience their first birthday, then contact me at createdequal.org. Go to createdequal.org and just fill out the contact form there, and we'll plug you in. Now, let me shift gears really quick because we are launching our vote anti-abortion battleground states project on the 17th of October. That's upcoming here this Monday. And what that is this, okay? As you well know, Created Equal is a nonprofit. We are non-political. We don't take positions on political candidates, but we can educate the public on abortion. That's what we do, okay? That's what we do. So this is our voter education project, and we'll be going into the battleground states of Pennsylvania. We'll be in Pittsburgh and Harrisburg and Ohio. We'll be in Toledo, Cincinnati, and Columbus. And we'll be at two football games, actually. We're going to be flying the tow banner over the Penn State-Ohio State game in State College, as well as the Ohio State Northwestern football game here in Columbus on the 29th. So if you're in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, you're going to see us, because what we're going to be doing is flying our airplane over these major cities and these college football games. We're also going to be deploying our billboard trucks, that is our truth truck, which have large billboards on the sides, and those will be going into the cities as well as using our technology of our Jumbotron TV that is on a trailer that plays a video of an abortion. So we're kind of an entire land, sea, and air campaign. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be going through the air. We're going to be on the ground with the billboards on the sides of the trucks, the billboards in the air, and the video playing on the Jumbo TV trailer that'll be pulled by one of our vans. So, like I say, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida, folks, here's the bottom line. We are facing the most important election of my lifetime. Now, I have said that before. In 2004, I thought it was. In 2008, 2012, well, maybe they're all important, but this one seems to be the most important because the United States Supreme Court hangs in the balance, truly. Right now, if we lose and if the Supreme Court is tilted to the left, I don't think we're ever going to see it come back in my generation. In my lifetime, more than likely. The loss of Antonin Scalia, we are going to feel that if we lose the next couple of Supreme Court justices. So that's why we're going into that. I mean, that's the main reason. We want to educate people to vote pro-life, vote anti-abortion. We're not telling you who. You can figure that out, right? So that we can preserve at least the status quo in the Supreme Court so things don't even get worse than they already are. And so that's really why we're at it, because babies matter. The lives of unborn children matter, and that's why we're going into these battleground states. So I'll be hitting on the road October 17th through Election Day. We'll be in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida, all the major cities, and we want you to be praying about that. And if you want to follow us, just go to our Facebook page at Created Equal. You can look at the schedule. You can see the pictures and the videos that we'll be putting up for that tour. And folks, here's the bottom line. A lot of people ask me who I'm going to vote for. And of course, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell anybody. First of all, I believe it's private. It's personal to me. Second of all, I don't think endorsements matter a whole lot, to be honest with you. And sometimes the person endorsing does it for his own publicity. I'm not going to do that. And the other issue is, I don't want to constantly be defending my views on who I'm voting for on my Facebook page and elsewhere. So I'm not going to endorse anybody, and I'm not going to tell anybody who I'm voting for. I'm going to throw the lever privately and personally. That's how I'm going to do it this time. You can do it however you wish. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.